Hello and welcome to Vanguard Radio. This is our first episode for 2018. Today we'll talk about global arms sales rise for the first time in 5 years. Canada and UAE signed defense cooperation agreement. And the government of Canada invests in national security technology. As many of you may know, this is the coldest week so far for the year. And right now we have the heater at full blast. So apologies for that. We'll try to, as best as possible, remove that background sound. The world's 100 biggest weapons companies have increased arms sales for the first time in 5 years, reaching more than $370 billion annually. In its annual assessment of global arms sale, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute recently published a report that shows that last year saw the end of 5 consecutive years of decline with a 1.9% increase in total sales. The report comes as global tensions rise in regions such as Southeast and East Asia and the Middle East. The Peace Research Institute in Oslo. The Peace Research Institute in Oslo estimates that while the number of conflicts fell globally in 2016, it was the fifth deadliest year since the end of the Cold War. The report shows that the biggest weapons makers are selling more, or almost 40% more than they were 15 years ago, when its study the top 100 began. In a separate report, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute found that the global transfer of big weapons systems have risen over 5 years to its highest volume since 1990, due to a sharp rise in imports by the Middle East. The report states, the growth in arms sales was expected and is driven by the implementation of new national major weapons programs, ongoing military operations in several countries, and persistent regional tensions that are leading to increased demands for weapons. Those weapons programs include substantial investment in naval and air capacity, include submarines in the US and the UK, as well as new generation combat aircraft such as the F-35 made by Lockheed Martin. The US, with the world's largest defense budget, has identified spending last year of $45 billion on aircraft and also related systems, and $27 billion on shipbuilding and maritime systems. Tensions over North Korea's nuclear weapons program as well have seen South Korean companies showing strong sales increases. Rob Stallard, a defense analyst at Vertical Research, said increased weapon sales would continue to support investors' interest in defense companies.
Defense and security missions are critical. That's when Army, Navy, and military come together and work in unison. How do they strike the chord for perfect sync? Do they need a new technology? Is there something they can work around? Get all your questions answered at the most awaited C4ISR event, C4ISR and Beyond 2018, on January the 30th at Fairmont Chateau, Ottawa. Join us as leaders, visionaries, and experts from industry and CAF come together to explore and discuss the challenges and highlight the solutions for next generation C4ISR. To register and learn more about the agenda, visit us at vanguardcanada.com.
Canada and the United Arab Emirates have signed a defense cooperation agreement that will make it easier for the Canadian defense industry to access one of the world's most lucrative arms markets and bolster military ties between the two countries. Defense Minister Arjit Sajjan signed the agreement during his 5-day tour of the Middle East that included stops in Jordan, the UAE, and Kuwait. The Canada-UAE Defense Cooperation Agreement will help advance shared interests, including increased personal training opportunities, defense engagement, and the promotion of regional stability, according to the minister. He said that the signing of the Canada-UA Defense Cooperation Agreement is a testament to the enduring partnership between our nations. We will continue our joint efforts to counter violent extremism in the Middle East as we work to build a more peaceful and prosperous world for both Canadians and the Emirati people. The UA ranks among the top 15 defense spenders in the world, according to Business Monitor International. According to the official report on exports of military goods from Canada, in 2016, Canada exported $8.1 million worth of arms and defense products to the UAE. Just a drop in the bucket given that the UAE's defense budget is so large. The U.S. Department of Commerce estimated the U.S. defense expenditure in the U.S. Department of Commerce estimated that UAE defense expenditure in 2016 will increase by 7.4% to reach about $23.5 billion U.S. from a $21.8 billion U.S. in 2015. The UAE is forecast to increase its defense budget over the next few years, with defense spending projected to grow to $41 billion by 2025. But closer defense cooperation with the UAE is also likely to raise more concerns about Canadian-made weapons and equipment being used in the commission of human rights abuses. The UAE is an active participant of the Saudi-led coalition fighting the Iran-backed Houthi movement in Yemen. The war in Yemen has killed over 10,000 people and has unleashed what the United Nations called the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Over 17 million Yemenis, nearly two-thirds of the population, is food insecure, while 8.5 million people are on the brink of starvation, according to the UN. In all, close to 21 million people across Yemen are in need of humanitarian or protection support, according to the UN. The Canadian Space Agency is awarding $1.5 million to the University of Waterloo's Institute of Quantum Computing to lead the science of a mission called Quantum Encryption and Science Satellite, which will protect the communications and data of Canadians on Earth and in space. It is estimated that within the next 10 to 20 years, the encryption codes used by computers today will be easily decoded by high-performing quantum computers, making current encryption technology obsolete. So this investment will advance encryption methods, which use highly advanced computing technology to create unbreakable security codes. It will enable the CSA to leverage IQC's expertise to enhance Canada's position as a world leader in the emerging market for quantum technology. It will contribute as well to developing the highly qualified workforce needed in its important sector and position Canada's space sector to play a critical role in the upcoming quantum technology revolution, a significant global business opportunity. This initiative aligns with the Government of Canada's Innovation and Skills Plan. According to Minister Baines, Minister of Innovation, Science and Economic Development, he said that the development of revolutionary technologies like quantum encryption will provide Canadians with security, safety, reliable government services, and the protection of their privacy. This investment enables the University of Waterloo to advance Canada's technological and scientific advantage in quantum technologies. It creates new opportunities to develop a highly qualified workforce in Canada and opens new market and commercial opportunities around the world. With that, we've come to the end of Vanguard Radio for this week. This is Marcelo Sugdeo saying bye for now.